good, good to go.
Okay. There's nobody left in the waiting room.
Nobody left.
No shocker, right? All right, the Mayo and Council met in closed session from 6:55 p.m. to 7:58 p.m. to discuss personnel matters. The Mayor and Council discussed firms that submitted bids for engineering services to protect their reputations and personnel matters. Okay, so the town received bid packages from five engineering firms in response to the request for qualification to provide professional engineering services. Pursuant to the RFP, the Mayor and Council reviewed the proposals, conducted interviews with the interested firms, and scored the bids based on specific criteria. After discussing the bids and evaluations, the Mayor and Council decided to award the bid to GMB as the most qualified and responsive bid. Can I have a motion to award the bid for professional engineering services to GMB as the most qualified bidder in the best interest of the town?
So be it. If I can't remember what you said.
You're making a motion to award
yes,
GMB?
Yes, ma'am.
I'll second it.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? Okay, motion passes. I don't know where we are. Mayor and Council action items. Councilman Windsor.
Oh, well, Larry's already answered my first thing. And just for general knowledge, you guys might already know, service today was sold to Lynn the plumber.
I heard that.
To?
Lynn the plumber.
Lynn?
Lynn the plumber.
Okay, that's what I thought you said.
They're like a Western Shore company.
Okay.
You should be on TV all the time.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
much
little
anymore.
That's it.
Councilman Sewell?
The only thing I have is to bring up the MML summer conference dates, which will be June 12th to 15th. It's early this year, and they've encouraged all the participants who are anticipating going to book their hotel rooms now because... Oh, I didn't know that. But because between the air show and the graduates... They anticipate all the versions to be being sold out that week. So
the computer system crashed today?
I'm sure.
Probably because everybody was trying to make reservations.
But, and I will say where we stayed last year was perfect. If that works out,
that's
that would be perfect.
Call back tomorrow. And text
right, thank you.
Tonight,
so count me in. So
I wonder if we can go online.
No,
I
tried that too.
Oh, because our system was down. Okay.
But that was all I have. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Councilman Phillips?
I got a couple of things. Larry, you mentioned about whoever's writing the permit, but then telling that person to then call First State to get inspections. Is anybody with the town following up to make sure whatever permits we write are actually being inspected?
Yes, the way it works, First State contacts me usually by email requesting a copy of the permit. So we always scan them anyway. So I send them that file, and then the inspection's done, you know, off the permit, because they don't have access to our permits. It's
right,
gonna be,
right.
It's going to be ongoing.
I mean, because I'm just saying, somebody comes in and gets a permit, and you tell me to go get inspected. If I don't call them, is there any follow-up? Do you know if that permit never gets inspected?
Well, I have to know when the work's done. And there's a couple of things. Like I got a roofing job right now that they pulled the permit on, and I talked to the roofer, but I don't know if they're calling an inspection yet.
Okay.
So at a certain point, it's like, hey, call back to the roofer. Is that project done?
Right.
They're calling the inspection. Because otherwise, right now, the only way it works is the inspector is contacting us for the permit information. And that's fine. And then that's how they bill. Right? It was only when we get the invoice, it's got the projects, and that's what
okay.
We're tracking.
Okay. I just want to make sure to make sure we knew stuff was actually getting inspected. And I saw the 20,000 request for quote for the ball fields. Is that our money? Or is that the county,
county
money? Is that the same 20,000 that Sue Simmons promised the Lions Club?
Yes.
Yes, it is.
It is.
Okay.
We're a little salty.
I didn't know it.
Mm-hmm.
It had been promised in... And that's why I was afraid what happened in that whole ordeal. Sue Simmons promised the Lions Club a year and a half ago.
So she gave it to the Lions Club because she didn't trust the town to spend it wisely. Things changed in the town with Larry, and the town being responsible for taking ownership of their properties and doing what's in the best interest of the town. So that was when we had a conversation with the Lions Club, and mostly what we were going to do with it was put up fencing, and part of that was for the football field so the people weren't driving on the football field, right? So depending on how the bids come in, we might still be able to help them out with the fencing so that they don't have that yellow string that they have to put up every time. They wanted a split rail. The biggest thing was the split rail along that, and we wanted to get rid of the chain link and put split rail around there. But we can see what the bids are. And Wayne's been to the dugouts. He knows what needs to be done there. And, I mean, I don't have a problem spending money on things that are going to get used. So, no. And they need to take care of it, though. Right? So if we can get them to a certain standard, huh?
I don't think that's $20,000.
I don't think so either.
No, I don't either. I was just curious. I assumed it was. But I was just curious because I do know she came up and made a big deal that one meeting. And that's that. That's that. Living downstairs in the business district.
Where?
I'm not positive. Two places behind Kit and Lewis's bank. Millicent Maloney's old office.
Mm-hmm. There's definitely people living there.
There's a blind in the downstairs window. It leads me to believe that the downstairs is being rented out as living quarters and not a business. According to our regulations, in the business district, you're not supposed to be living downstairs in any, well, unless it's the actual house in town, but all the storefronts are not made for living.
So is that the far
the one right
end
beside
or
the,
in between?
No, the far
end. The far end?
Right next
right
door to
the alley.
Right, yeah. I mean, because they have... like plants and like a little bump out up on the second floor, but
yeah,
I haven't paid attention to the first floor.
Second floor, but if you look at the first floor where the office door used to be,
right?
I almost think somebody's living in there. And I was also just curious what they're doing in Richardson Jewelry Store downstairs. I see they're doing...
That's a hair place, right?
No. The store itself. The hair place is next door. And
where the old barber was?
Where the barber used to be.
Yeah.
That just came in last week.
But I noticed it was just insulation laying in the window. I saw some work going on. I just want to make sure whoever it was knew that they couldn't turn that into an apartment or two.
They put in a sign permit. It's
okay.
Smoke and vape shop.
Okay. But yeah, and then I knew that it looked like somebody was living in that building over there on East West Central. So now I may be wrong, you might not be living in there, but it gave me that impression.
There's definitely been more traffic coming in and out of that building. I don't know that means somebody's living in the first floor, but it has definitely increased.
And I would say the one beside him with a good chance, because there's no business downstairs anymore, is there?
The whole building has been empty for a long time.
Is the whole thing empty now?
Yeah, because it would go to tax sale every year.
No.
You would always get it back out. Next year,
and
pay for it and get it back out. But I don't know if anybody's in there, upstairs or down.
Yeah.
Can we check the water meter activity?
I don't think there's any on that.
The middle
one. The
Cloverly
Lands are raised.
Right.
It
still says that.
It still says that on the window.
Yeah.
One window.
Oh, is he the one still owns that?
Yeah. Winfield Vining.
I'm sorry.
That's his name.
That's his name. Winfield Vining.
Hmm. Check on that. And I'm assuming Wet Your Whistle has permits for that whole addition. And
yeah, he came up with the drawings. Yeah, they're
okay. I figured they were. I just didn't see. I mean, I knew they went through and had a whole blueprints done. I saw them up there looking at them one day, so I knew it was done, you know.
They don't have
but
a placard
up? I didn't notice one.
All right.
I may have missed it when I looked.
Yeah,
but
they got a lot going on up there.
I was going to say, they got a lot of signs up there. I may overlook the
permit, because it's not giant and says Budweiser on it.
Or neon.
That's all I had.
Thank you. Councilman Willoughby?
I really don't have much. I'm looking forward to us being able to sit and talk on the 29th at our strategy session, and then Association of Municipalities is February 9th at the Lions Club.
Yes. Yeah, I thought for the Carolina, I was thinking the Eastern Shore one.
Oh,
I thought that got scheduled.
Yeah, Caroline County Association of Municipalities.
And the only other thing is just There was a hearing today in Annapolis at 3, sort of going off of what Commissioner Porter was talking about when he was here. The legislature did introduce a legislative district plan. I don't know if anybody has seen it.
I haven't found the map on it.
The map would shift more of Caroline County down into 37B and less up into 36. I believe it also changes what district some of our people live in. So I think Jeff Grice, who currently lives in 36, would now live in part of the new 37B. But I think I'd have to look at the map. I think there's a chance Chris Adams, that currently is 37B, would be moved to 37A. So you may want to take a look, find the map, do some research, but it could change some of our representation. But it's not as drastic as the one that Larry showed us, where we would be looped up with Kent.
Oh, good.
Because it's not a single-member district. It's a double member, and then 37A is. But I think out of the 8 precincts in Caroline County, the southern 5 now are down in 37B, which currently it's just the southern 2. Mm-hmm. So we'd be picking up American Corner, Denton, and West Denton. So just something to take a look at, but it may change. It may not change who represents Caroline County. It may change what district they're from and how our representation changes in the town. So that's all.
All right, thank you. The only thing I have is I wanted to give kudos to the chief on his interview. If y'all didn't see it, you can catch it off of Facebook. It was really well done, and he, as always, represents the town really well. And that's great for us. The other thing I wanted to share was I met with Charles Brohan to start forming the downtown partnership. He is willing to take that on to work with all the businesses in a basically 1 to 2 block radius to start. He's going to contact the businesses, see if they want to pitch in to start paying, having a contractor work with them to do some of the items that need to be done on the properties. I spoke with Larry. We can use some ARPA money for us to kick in some town money. The other thing that we discussed with him was that I would like to assign a person in Public Works as like the Main Street like person, and like whether we pay them a stipend and they come in a half an hour early every morning, their duty is to walk that 2-block section of Main Street to pick up trash, sweep up whatever, before they go on to their regular duty shift. We have the money. We can offer them an incentive. I'd rather offer it to somebody that we already have as an employee, as a stipend, right, to take on that ownership of Main Street. So that's what's happening in the... That's what... Charles is working on that. So I gave him a map. That Merlin thing that you... That's cool. If y'all have not been on Merlin, it is like the Maryland, like the tax map. You can overlay all, you can find all kinds of stuff about all kinds of properties. So we started a list. Charles is going to contact all those people and try to work with them to see if he can get them on board about keeping up their properties and starting to set some standards. We also talked about, like, when it comes to flowers, what we want to do with flowers and those horrible planters that cost us a fortune that die once a week and take time watering. So there are some options that we're going to meet with that committee to try to make that 2-3 block stretch when you come through town, downtown, a little more presentable and uniform. So I'll let you know how that goes. And I'm sure Mr. Vaughn will be happy to participate in that. He's really excited. He wants to take that concrete pad, turn it into waterside dining, because he does own that. He bought the building.
That's what my question was getting ready to be, if he bought it.
He did buy it. He is the owner.
That's huge. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, if he bought that property, that's really good for us. So we had a really nice conversation, and then I think his conversation here with us is very positive.
And that concrete pad goes with that?
Yep, mm-hmm. It did. And when you look it up on the tax map, like, we own the little piece of grass next to it, and it says right on there that... Now, it hadn't transferred ownership from the tax records yet. The map hadn't been overlaid yet, but he said he purchased all that. So I think that's all I have. So I will get that agenda uploaded, and if nobody has anything else, I will take a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Nope.
Touch them now.
No. Shush.